Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mailrite Podcast. You have found the best real estate podcast for marketing strategy that is digitally related in the whole entire world, or we think so. So me and my fearless co-host have been doing the show for 4 years. My co-host is Jonathan Denwood. And for those that you do not know him, you should, because if you're going to think about building a WordPress website for your real estate business, John is definitely one of the people you need to check out.
Yeah, I've got no experience with WordPress at all, have I?
None whatsoever.
I have no idea.
And for those of you who cannot hear that wry English humor in this recording, John runs one of the top podcasts for and webcast for WordPress that exists, WP Tonic. He's probably a top 10 show on the subject.
Yep.
So, and he's been doing it for a very long time.
About 8 years, I think, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've listened to it quite a few times myself. There's always incredibly good guests. There's always interesting subjects that they're talking about. Not all of them are relevant to real estate, full transparency, but there are some gems that are directly related to our business that you should pick up on. And John is the master of all, well, he is a experienced voice in the world of WordPress. So let's turn over the conversation to John, let him introduce himself to the people that don't know you, and then I will also introduce myself on the latter half of that.
Yeah, John? I'm the joint founder of mail-write.com. We provide really great looking websites using WordPress plus a number of tools, a CRM and a number of other digital tools in our package. And it's at a great price and you get great service. So over to you, Rob.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of a company called Inbound REM. I'm actually the founder of a few different companies in the space. I sit on a couple of boards. And what I do specifically is I share a lot of information about SEO and AI, and we build websites. We do SEO on those websites. And the agency that I own is kind of a full service agent that does many different things, too many to actually list on the podcast. Like, we can build a lot of different types of websites, do a lot of different types of things, and market you in a lot of ways, as long as it involves SEO or certain forms of paid advertising. So one of our favorite things to do is talk to realtors about lead generation, which makes this a natural transition into this specific show, as John said before we turned on the camera. So once again, for those of you who weren't catching us, this is our last show of 2025, probably.
We're going to probably continue for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll discuss it.
I was going to finish that off by saying talking about lead generating websites, but the rest of it we will see. The number 491 is the number to this show, and the first name that John popped on the list was Real Geese. Now, back in the day, Real Geese had a partner where they were building their websites with called Treon or somebody like that. I don't remember, but I remember it started with a T. And they've changed that, John. They've changed what they're using as a website builder. I've seen a few Real Geeks websites built on Square now. Okay.
Squarespace.
Just Square.
Square. Oh, yeah. Square. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Squarespace. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I got this right. No, they're Square.
Right.
They're Square. Okay. Because it's Squarespace and Square, everybody. And why people are doing that, I don't know, except for the fact that SquareUp.com, you can see that they have built a very sophisticated website builder. And most likely what's happening in the e-commerce way is that they have found a way to adapt e-commerce to the idea that the items that you're selling are houses. And that's probably how they're making it work. Either way, whatever way it is a move towards an easy-to-use, simple drag and drop website builder. That is what Real Geeks has gone towards. And they are still working towards Yes, kind of requires some history, but let me just put it this way. In the world that happened since they sold the business about 3-4 years ago, they are not as relevant as they once were or anywhere close to it. That doesn't mean that they're a bad solution. They're not. In a scale of 1 to 10, I give them a solid 6. In the ecosphere of the websites that are available to do work on, I give them, you know, they would still be in my top 10, but very low on the list. They're not they once were.
Well, okay. The basic research I did, they were using this called Swift IDX, and it's part of the Real Geeks companies, and they were providing, it looked like a map add-on. I didn't quite know how that fitted in. I don't know if you know.
I do not.
All right. But they seem to be changing a lot of stuff, don't they, by what you're saying?
And I find that, so the idea of change, John, I love it. Like, I got to be straight with you that they are looking or changing or doing anything is phenomenal. So good.
I didn't know you could sit, Rob.
I can't, as evidenced by that little demonstration.
A bit of English sarcasm there, audience.
But they are, that one of the other changes that they've done is they've hired a content person. So now you're probably seeing them more. Because they redesigned their own website and they redesigned their link building to that website. So now they have a page with 4 lines of words on it that is ranking for the term lead generation for real estate. It is insane, but they did a good SEO job on it. That is the only way to get the result that they got, is to redirect a whole bunch of links to that specific page, which is what they did. And they have 51 backlinks, 32 referring domains, and it's all their strongest signals. So, and they do that. They did that well. Okay. Now, the rest of what I say about their proposition is they're moving more in the direction of Agentfire and companies like that. Build a fast, swift website that looks good, that's cheap to build, John, and you don't own it, you don't control it, they don't control it now. There's nothing in there that's viable or valuable long-term for real estate, except for the fact that you can put up a website that might generate you some leads fairly fast and it connects to a decent CRM. CRM, which I have not reviewed in a while, and I need to in order to have a credible response to it, is to say it used to be a 6 of 10 4 years ago. The only thing that I can see on the language on their website that seems like I'd have to look at is their Geek AI. Other than that, everything's the same. There's nothing different here. So I would have to say, well, I'll have to do a deep dive. And for anybody listening to the show that has a Real Geek site that would be willing to let me do a deep dive and provide your login, please message me at robert@inboundrem.com, because I would like to actually give the proper answer to the question, like, is the CRM still, like, at the time it was launched, in my opinion, John, it was a great, they were selling this all for $250. You know, Sync wants $1,000 a month. So does Boomtown.
Yeah, they started their pricing is $299 and then grow $599, expand almost $1,000, conquer $1,599.
What the heck? Oh, that's different.
Yeah, their prices have gone up a lot.
Holy.
I've got to look at my prices. I think I need to, I've been oscillating a lot about it. Right, on to the next one. They got a 6. So I'll be interested what you've got to say about Easy Agent Pro. They got me. It was them and my attempt to build a competitor to them that got me into all this in the first place. So Easy Agent Pro, what do you reckon?
I'm quickly taking a look at, once again, ladies and gentlemen, let me start this review off by saying I haven't done a proper deep dive with Easy Agent Pro in at least 5 or 6 years. Now, Tyler Zay and his partner are two of my favorite entrepreneurs inside the real estate space, because Tyler is a professional flautist and He used to be, when he was doing content, one of the guys I loved watching and listening to, not because his knowledge was as extraordinary as it seemed, but his enthusiasm was infectious. His desire for learning was undeniable, and he and his partner built something interesting.
Are they still involved in it, or are they long gone?
The last time I saw an update from Tyler, which was a while ago, he was like, I'm learning coding. We're going to build something cool. That was a long time ago. So he could still be learning coding, for all I know. But he stopped with all the content stuff.
Yeah.
Like that ended long ago. Easy Agent Pro is probably surfing on its reputation from prior. In terms of WordPress websites, you know what? Honestly, for those listening to the show, you should check. If you're going to look at Easy Agent Pro, you got to look at MailRite first and foremost. Mail-Write.com. That's John's company. Full transparency. But I say that not because I have compared each one of these platforms' applications. I just have more confidence in John's ability to build them. Because Tyler and his partner came from the appliance services industry, like large air conditioning, stuff like that. The only relationship they had to real estate was being in home service.
They did well, but they influenced me. I've got some info about what they're using.
Hit us.
For the IDX plugin, they're using iHome Finder. Mm-hmm. And for their CRM, which they tout, they're using Go High Level, white labeling it, which is okay. Go High Level, folks, is really sold to digital agencies, and you can white label it. I did a review of it on another podcast I did about 2 weeks ago, comparing it to WordPress. It's got its strengths because it provides one integrated interface, but it's also pretty complicated. And if they're throwing that in front of the average real estate agent, I don't know how well that works out. I would imagine they sell it and they try and influence you for them to run it, because I don't see, and I'm not being disparaging here, but agents got a lot of things to do. I doubt if they want to become an expert on Go High Level, but I might be wrong. What do you reckon? Well, Rob will tell me if I'm wrong. He's good at that.
What was the platform that you said they moved to?
The CRM that they're using for like marketing automation for email, text and that is something called Go High Level.
Okay. I know what that is. All right. I've heard good things about Go High Level. Never used it. Never seen it. Never used
it. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. I got you. So I want, number one, and this is a small stickler. If you're going to say, which they do on their homepage, that they are the number one rated like website or website platform, you need to make sure that you are. They're not. I am. Okay, I've got 4.9 stars, and up until recently, I had an even 5-star rating across the board. So every platform ever over 16 years, so I've only had one bad review. Like, I don't know of anybody who's ever beat that record. If I'm wrong, somebody call in and tell me, please. Next, in terms of their actual offering to say, let's say go high level. Well, it all depends on how they support a complicated CRM. Really, it does. Now, they used to be masters of education. If they were still that, then it could be viable. I doubt they are. Why do I say that they probably are not? Because I feel like I have not seen anything that they've ever produced hit my YouTube feed in a very, very long time. And the reason I think that's probably the case is I doubt that anybody significant is doing the reviews. In order to be useful to the world at large, you must have something interesting or informative to say about whatever it is that you're looking at, and whether or not anybody besides Tyler Zay could theoretically do that is a question. Like, they've got a young man up here that's like 5 months ago. I have no idea who he is. Another dude who's podcasting. They've got a brand voice. And so far, his videos seem to get about 80 views. Okay? And that is probably, and then they had another spokesperson from a long time ago, so they've changed him. And let me give you an example. Tyler's videos used to get 55,000 views. His kids are getting a few hundred when the video's aged. 55,000, a few hundred. Look at the difference.
You're breaking up a bit, Rob.
Am I? It's because probably because I, oh.
And we cut you frozen, but your audio was breaking up a little bit as well.
It's probably just because, no, it's not just because I've got a task thing up here that's measuring my internet usage. The reason for that is I was watching other videos and other channels. We may have to load me back into the.
Yeah, shall we go for our break and then we can come back and we can see you again?
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short intermission. We are very grateful for our sponsors of the show today, which is inboundrem.com and mail-right.com. These companies have sponsored the show since we started it. We're always grateful for their participation. We're also grateful to you, the audience. And if you are grateful to us, the showrunners, for the information that we provide, do us a favor and give us a thumbs up or a comment on all of the major platforms that serve up this kind of content. That would be Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere that podcasts are served. John, anything you'd like to say before we go to break?
No.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 491 of the MailRight podcast. Today we're talking real estate lead generation websites. We just talked about Easy Agent Pro. Next up on our list is Sync. Now, John, the only real deep dive that I've done with Sync is based on a customer.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've only had one because Sync seems to be less popular than it was in previous iterations of the real estate business. They repeated exactly what I've always said about it. Now, I don't know that that is its only use, but here's what was said to me, and here's what was true a number of years ago when I did 30 hours of research with a deep dive on Sync. It's a very plain website portal or website. It's non-branded. It's not going to do anything for you. It's not even going to do that much for you from communities. It will give people a place to search and search fast. It's got reasonable lead capture mechanics, and you drive people into it using paid advertising. That's Sync's whole model. But where Sync, in terms of lead generation, where Sync shines, where Sync has done some stuff that nobody else has done, is the complexity of their backend system, which does transaction management, which can split finances between you and brokers. There is a shockingly large world of mortgage brokers that really actually use Sync as their number one referral platform. And what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is that some mortgage brokers will simply partner with you and pay part of your advertising costs. But a ever larger number of those mortgage brokers will only do it if you're using Sync. I did not know, but I was informed by a reliable source that that's what's happening. And the reason is simple. They really make the payment, the splitting of the payment, the tax records, and everything related to this investment extremely easy from the mortgage broker side. Okay? They give you all the documentation. So you don't have to do much if you're the broker. They split the business. They report into all the parties. They let you know how many leads are being generated. They give you a full view, and you can, and they have a slot for you in the account. In other words, they built a profile for you, so that if you plug somebody in that's in that role, all of this data is generated automatically, which means that they have the most transparency and the most easiest interface if you're using like these complicated shared advertising budget, shared.
Yeah, I didn't know, but it makes sense because I'm not that impressed, but it makes sense now. They've got this back end and that's how they've been driving the business because, yeah, because it's like 900, starts at 900 and goes up. And then the other price is 1,029, 299. So apart from this, so it's, what's your finishing, comment on it? You know,
I think that for the vast majority of realtors, this is an overpriced platform. I think for a small amount of teams and people with larger combined budgets, this is probably one of the few ways to go that would make sense based on their ability to manage your expenses properly. It's not a great lead generation platform. It's literally be down at the bottom of the list. But it's a good information management platform. So. Right.
On to the next one, why OPPO? You've always had good things to say.
The bit
of research I did is some of the, it seems to suggest that some of the websites they build on Squarespace and other IDX websites, they're using Sierra Interactive. Is that, to your knowledge, is that about right?
I don't know the answer to that. Last I heard, they were only building on Square. But that they may have moved over to another platform to do something for certain members of their audience would make sense to me. So they're a logical company.
So based on past research and what you told me, they've got this team of experts that some of them are highly respected, and they've managed to build, because of their past history of getting results, they've built some really large online communities on Facebook and other platforms, and they do get results, but they utilize a bundle of different technologies and provide training and mentorship. Is that, am I getting it right?
Basically, their Facebook group, which I haven't checked into, in which is called the Wailopo Success Community, and let me see, I'm still a member. It's now got 18,300 members. It is one of the best places I've ever seen, when it comes to cutting edge information by highly qualified people, that really, 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 really do a great job at providing focused education on such a wide variety of subjects that relate to marketing. It's not even worth talking about. They've done it right, and they have great leadership in place helping them build out the community. All right. So there's no lack of information there. If I had one comment to say is that there's too much, right? They probably need to do, they've always taken the broad approach. They don't really have a high touch service side on the other side of the equation, meaning that there might be trouble for people trying to monetize the information they're getting. They just don't have enough hand-holding. But barring that, Wailopo is pretty expensive, but I will say this, just bar none. Like, it's expensive, but Ji Jiafeng, Howard Tager, Aaron Franklin, the guys that they get involved, the realtors they get involved, these guys are all mission-driven. And they are really dedicated to the results that they're getting. Now, I think that Wailopo, in terms of scope, complexity, and the results are not as good as they once were based on the market that we're in. I will say this. Wailopo should not be the answer. It used to be my answer to everybody who just wanted leads. It's not anymore. Because I think that they've gotten very, very expensive. And you really need to have 30 grand in the bank to start with Wailopo, in my opinion.
All right.
Because you cannot. You need at least 6 to 10 months to basically start to see their system work just like any other. And that is $3,000 a month.
What basically is this system? Is it get a website and they show you they've got certain looks, and then is it paid traffic to get possible leads to the website, or what is their morphology
Well, the mythology, the last time I did a super deep dive, which is about 2 years ago, they were building sites on Square. They have an IDX plugin. They were using a number of value-added informational components. So they would drop you into hot sheets or whatever it was. It was like a informational one sheet that would be part of their advertising campaign. And then they would also do remarketing and retargeting. So if you had a list, they'd come in and very intelligently show your listings or whatever you had as a lead magnet to that audience, getting them all to basically respond. So they were and still are one of the best database nurturers that exists, because another thing that they did is they built in a text response system that they called Raya or Raya, and they built that into their IDX. So John, put simply for you and I, they would have triggers inside the search experience, like moments in which the response system triggered. And then the person on the other end of the trigger receives a series of messages that get ever more complex as the person continues on their search journey using the IDX that Ylopo built. So Ylopo built their own internal like IDX to make this all happen. Okay. And that is where the genius of their system has lied for a very long time. There's a lot of interwoven elements of it. It's that Ji Jiafeng is a very good paid advertising guy. He's the mind at the top of the entire department that handles that. And he really, really relentlessly focuses on like price per lead. Now, that is what matters to everybody, but really it's ROI. And they're smart. They stay away from that language. They can get you a lead for $1.79, but you might need a few hundred of them to convert them. And that's where the Ylopo Success Group comes in. For teams that are big enough and pockets that are deep enough, Ylopo is absolutely a fantastic partner to look at, because they will pair you with a solution to every part of the problem that you're going to have in your lead funnel. So for instance, like you are getting lots of leads, but not converting them, John, that would be a problem, right? So they have a partner, and I don't know who it is specifically anymore, but at one point it was Robert Hatch. And so that guy does calls to these leads and has a company that does that. And so these people would call these leads and get you a slightly higher closing ratio on what generally are low quality leads. A couple of notes about Ylopo. They've saturated a lot of markets. The text marketing that they were doing is not as new, and the market has changed. That is why you need a longer ramp up. I am in no way, shape, or form saying that their strategies do not work, because they do. I do believe that based on my data, they are taking a longer time to come to maturity. And so, and I could be wrong. These guys call me and talk to me when they hear me say something that's inaccurate about their company. Another reason why I love them, they're engaged, man. They are engaged. They care. So, I have a lot of good things to say about Ylopo, but you still need, like any other lead generation mechanism, myself included, you need to be cautious and understand the pros and cons before you engage. That's what I have to say about it.
All right. Well, let's move on to a totally different beast, really. KV Core, which is now under the control of a company called Bold Trail. What do you know about?
Bold Trail is the same company. They just relabeled, rebranded.
Did they? All right.
Yeah. Which is now like the third time they've done that. All right. Yeah. So Bold Trail is KV Core. There's not a different company. They did Bold Trail because they acquired Boomtown. And when they acquired Boomtown, they decided to rebrand. And so Boomtown and KV Core are now combined. And once again, and I say this to everybody listening to the show, please, please, please. I haven't updated my knowledge in a long time, and I didn't really care to. But with AI and the advent of all these automated tools, finally, some of these platforms are making big changes, making it worth my time to go in and take another look after like 3 or 4 years worth of break. I haven't looked at KV Core deeply, John. I can only tell you what people have told me and what I've seen on the surface. And I will say this. I think that the rebrand and everything else has not put a new coat of paint on the jalopy that was always KV Core. They are a solid tool for a decent price that does everything, the Swiss Army knife of lead generation websites. If you're part of eXp or any place else that is supported by major content guys like Kyle Handy or Ricky Carruth, doing lots and lots of of videos showing exactly how they use and monetize the tool and do so successfully and consistently. The only other thing you need beyond those tutorials is to understand if those strategies work in your specific market. And then if the answer is yes, you might want to commit, full commit to KV Core. Mm-hmm. Barring that, it's not usually a thing I would recommend.
Yeah, I think that's a good, I think you did a good job there. Thanks. Well, the last one, Sarah Interactive. How would you sum them up, Rob?
Oh, I'm so glad that you included them on the list. So, John, the product launch that I've been working on has been kind of a Sierra Interactive alternative where you own it, right? It's taken me years, and I mentioned it to you off camera. And it's going to be called something like Lead Master Teams or something like that. But here's what it does. It really focuses on copying the public-facing interface. But the reason I'm mentioning all that is because I, as part of that effort, have for the first time in many years spent my entire Saturday or Sunday, I don't remember which, logging in and looking at every feature. Now, to be fair to Sierra Interactive, since the last time I looked, they've added a total of 11 new categories in their dashboard. That is a lot. They only had 8 last time I looked. Unfortunately for Sierra Interactive, it was a lot of sound and thunder that was just labeling stuff that was kind of already being done by the platform. They just decided to put it up in their admin section as like an icon. So it is easier to navigate, easier to use, and easier to look at. It is absolutely god-awful and atrocious in terms of how they give you information to use the platform. I am so grateful I took 50 hours the first time, because if I hadn't, I would have had to take 60 hours this time. Their knowledge center sucks. Sorry, it does. It's terrible. So it's unorganized. You can't find what you want. It is there somewhere, but you have to kind of read through everything to figure it out. So Sierra Interactive, in terms of what does it do on the back end? Do you mind if I share something that I found to be shocking, John?
Go on.
Okay. No, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go on.
The platform is already $500 a month. Some of its coolest features center around making calls from the platform, like maybe while you're looking at leads and finding out who's logged into the site and then like what they've done on a property. So let's say you're a hunter, okay? And then you're like, oh, super cool. And the platform has the capability to have a CRM dial out, right? I discovered, or perhaps rediscovered, that there's a significant fee to use that feature. Like significant, like between $300 and $1,500 a month, significant, to use the feature. It's there. It's built in. You cannot access it. And then I discovered something also that I found shocking. They're probably using Twilio as the person to provide this information, right? So I checked Twilio's wholesale pricing, and then I checked Sierra Interactive's platform. They're upselling by 100%. You use the hours, you're basically using Twilio, but they're charging you 100% extra to do it. Do you think that's reasonable?
Well, the MailRite platform uses Twilio as well, because we use SendGrid and Twilio. SendGrid to send out the email. Mm-hmm. As the email sending engine, and Twilio bought SendGrid, but I've been a partner with them for over 8 years because I use part of MailRite for WP Tonic's offering, right? Yeah, that is a bit rich, but text messaging's got a little bit iffy anyway, because they put new regulations in over a year, probably 2 years ago, and you've got to jump through some loops to get a customer set up with it. And if they want text messaging in MailRite, we have to charge them a fee. It's about $100 to $200. And then we have to get them approved through Twilio's system. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand it, because I don't know what your experience. I'm getting more and more spam text messaging than ever before. So these new regulations don't seem to be working that well, because like I say, I get endless spam text messaging. So maybe that's why they're charging that, because they've got to cover them for all the kind of manual hand-holding they've got to do to get a client set up with text messaging.
Agreed. So, and I'm having the same experience. It's complicated, and it's getting more complicated, meaning that the value of these platforms is changing daily. And I am sorry to say it, John, but while Sierra Interactive's filtered search approach and its approach on the forward-facing side of the website is still viable, they haven't kept up with mobile trends, they haven't kept up with design trends, and their CRM is mostly antiquated with features that are now have been outpaced by what you can find in most places. Their content management system, the way that you enter data into their platform, is a million fucking years behind anything current. Their WYSIWYG, I shit you not, it looks like a WYSIWYG from the 90s. Like, it is crazy how far they've let themselves fall behind. They basically have not updated their core systems since they launched the company in whenever that was.
So before we wrap it up, Rob, you know...
I have a big thing to add about them. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Apart from real geeks doing some stuff that you seem to like and you really respect Wyopo and their team, but it's really expensive. And the thing you said about KV Core and some of the people that are trainers on YouTube, yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. But there doesn't seem to be a lot going on, really. Is there some new players entering the market that are really in AI, or all these players kind of adding AI in the background and they're going to announce it? Or what's generally going on in this area then?
Well, the two dominant newish players in the field are really not real estate lead generation companies, and they are properly not on your list. But unfortunately, they're selling themselves as real estate lead generation companies. It's Luxury Presence and Agent Fire.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. And one of those you really haven't heard very good things to say about.
I mean, yeah, true. And
please keep your thoughts to yourself, Rob, because he sends email to me if you say nasty things about him.
I've done my best. Right. All right. The other one that isn't on here at all, which also bills themselves as a lead management system, is synonymous with all the functionality of everything you've shown, is what was formerly known as Chime and currently known as Lofty. Mm-hmm. And they are a big, big, big player. Because real estate agents, ladies and gentlemen, and John knows this, but I don't know that I'm going to say out loud what we in this business know. You guys run around like in herds to whatever's new, because somebody there sells you, like with Chime, they're like, it's different. It looks different. It's got AI. It's got this. It's got that. And just like Curator and like a whole bunch of systems I can mention that came and went, it's just another thing of all they did was updated the dashboards. Now there is some value in that. They really are not doing anything cutting edge or revolutionary. It seems like they made some things visually more appealing. You can always tell a Lofty site when you're looking at it. They're almost valueless for SEO. And they may or may not work for conversion, which leads me to one other question, which is, would you please, if you have a login to Lofty and you don't mind doing this, give me the access so that I can take another look at their CRM and try to evaluate, are they good for paid advertising campaigns? That's what I would be most interested in knowing, because if they are, if there's a decent conversion rate, John and I would have to reevaluate our opinion about them. But I don't know that.
That's a strange old industry. It's been fascinating, all your insights, Rob. I did a bit of research, but you know a lot more about it. I've kind of educated myself a bit more, but the more I know about it, the more I'm amazed by it, really.
Yeah, and there's another one that we don't talk about here, because it's very difficult to categorize them, and they're cheap. So we should talk about them a lot, and it's Playster.
We discussed them last week, didn't we? Said they're in with the organization that should never be mentioned.
Dear God. Yeah. All right. Ken, John, do you have any problems we announce at the tail end of the show? Well, you know what? Let's not. Never mind. Let's not. I don't want to yet. So let's put a pin in everything, and we're gonna wrap the show up. And I'm gonna say this, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about any of these subjects, either website mail-right.com or inboundrem.com would be good places to go to do so. If you want to talk to either one of us, John or me. For me, you go to inboundrem.com, you hit my services page, you get all my pricing and a link to my calendar so you can schedule a call with me directly, not one of my employees, with me. John, how would people reach out to you?
Just go to the mail-right.com website, have a look at what we've got to offer, book a free demo with me, and I'll show you what you can do.
Beautiful. All right, with no further ado, we're going to sign off, log off, say goodbye, good night, sweetheart. We really appreciate you listening to the show today. John and I have done our best to provide value, but we could always use your feedback. If you think there's something we could do better, a platform we didn't review that you'd like to have us do a little bit of research on and include in the show, I have no doubt that as long as there's, let's say, 1,000 users to that platform or so, that we will do that. I will certainly do that. I won't speak for John. I will happily go and take a look and then ask John to include it in some kind of show format that we're going to do in the future. So thank you so much for tuning in, John.